From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More than half a century after the U.S. and Cuba severed ties, the former Cold War enemies are formally restoring diplomatic ties. They are opening embassies in their respective capitals. President Obama says this is a historic step forward for both nations.
This is not merely symbolic. With this change, we will be able to substantially increase our contacts with the Cuban people. We'll have more personnel at our embassy, and our diplomats will have the ability to engage more broadly across the island. That will include the Cuban government, civil society, and ordinary Cubans who are reaching for a better life.
The decision is meeting with a fair amount of resistance, though. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey has issued a statement accusing the administration of overlooking Cuba's troubling human rights record. He says the message is democracy and human rights take a backseat to a legacy initiative. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is losing yet another major business partner as a result of remarks he made about Mexican immigrants that were widely viewed as derogatory. NPR's Joel Rose says the retailer Macy's is severing ties with the celebrity real estate mogul.
Macy's joins a growing list of companies that are trying to distance themselves from Trump. The real estate mogul kicked off his presidential campaign last month with a speech that described some Mexican immigrants as rapists who bring drugs and crime to the U.S. NBC has since fired Trump from his reality TV show, The Celebrity Apprentice, and Spanish-language station Univision says it will not broadcast the Miss USA and Miss Universe pageants, which are co-owned by Trump. Now Macy's says it will drop the Donald Trump menswear line it has carried since 2004. The move comes after an outcry on social media for the retailer to do just that. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Despite last week's U.S. Supreme Court ruling, local officials in some parts of the nation are still refusing to issue same-sex marriage licenses. From Alabama Public Radio, Alex Aubuchon reports on the latest steps that a federal judge has taken to unify that state's policy.
U.S. District Judge Callie Grenade of Mobile says county probate judges in Alabama are required to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Grenade had ruled a month ago that counties should issue the licenses, but stayed that decision pending the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Now the federal judge has declared that her earlier decision is in effect and probate judges must issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Some counties have stopped issuing marriage licenses altogether, same-sex or otherwise, and this order will not apply to those counties. For NPR News, I'm Alex Aubuchon in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
U.S. stocks are moving higher on hopes that a deal between Greece and its creditors will be able to be accomplished soon to prevent the country from exiting the euro. Dow is up 98 points. This is NPR News. Nuclear talks in Vienna are extended for another week, and NPR's Peter Kenyon says both the U.S. and Iranian presidents are warning that they won't accept a deal that does not meet their core demands.
President Barack Obama says any deal that doesn't verifiably close off all of Iran's paths to a nuclear weapon for years to come is unacceptable. That comment comes shortly after Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, said if the other side breaches a deal, Iran will go back to, quote, the old path, meaning increased uranium enrichment and reduced access for U.N. inspectors.
NPR's Peter Kenyon. The U.N. Refugee Agency is reporting a record number of 137,000 refugees and migrants crossing the Mediterranean Sea into Europe in the first 6 months of this year. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports the vast majority of those making this perilous journey were people fleeing war, conflict, or persecution.
The U.N. Refugee Agency calls the Mediterranean crisis a refugee crisis. Despite common perceptions, spokesman William Spindler says most of the people trying to reach Europe's shores are not economic migrants in search of a better life. They are people fleeing for their lives.
The top five countries of origin of these people are all countries experiencing conflict or human rights violations.
Most of the refugees come from Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Eritrea, and Somalia. The number of deaths at sea also has increased dramatically. The report finds 1,850 people were drowned or went missing in the first 6 months of this year. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
This is NPR.